Hello and welcome to Ride Home Review. I'm Oliver.
And I'm Susan.
And tonight we saw Gaslight by Queensland Theatre.
Yeah, a touring production that has started off here in Brisbane with Queensland Theatre and then travels around the country.
Yes, it does. And what are your thoughts? Let's start with you tonight.
Look, this was written in, 1901?
The original was. This is an adaptation.
Yeah. My thoughts are that the difference between 1901 and now is that the idea, the concept, the word gaslight has become very much part of the vernacular
to the
now.
Point that, ironically, the term gaslight comes from this play.
But has become detached from this play, so every person on maths in a bad relationship, etc., is being gaslit by their partner. So we understand what to gaslight is. And therefore, the element of surprise that is built in is intrinsic to this play, this production, is lost because we know. Our understanding of that word is such is that we know that our main character is being gaslit by her husband, that he is making her doubt her sense of reality. He's changing things, he's challenging things so that she feels like she's going mad when in fact he is just manipulating her worldview so that she feels like there's something crazy going on.
And there's a kind of double-edged sword to this thing. In its intended form, that we're meant to be hooked by the suspense. Is it real? Is she going mad? Is she
Is she being set up? Is she mad or being manipulated, as the mugs said? But that kind of suspense is, I think, removed because we know what gaslit is.
And I think in some ways, this is Patrick Hamilton's, the original was written by Patrick Hamilton, this adaptation was done by Joanna Wright. And I think there's something really interesting to be said for the adaptation, that it goes, it is incredibly loyal to the original. But it does have this, and I wouldn't say feminist because I think that's an overused word, but I think the original would be, if done in its original form, incredibly dated in its language and its form. But I think what this work does as a double-edged sword thing is that it's almost too loyal but not loyal enough in this really interesting way.
Look, the thing is, I would say that the staging is beautiful. The performances are nuanced and beautiful. The lighting, sensational. The costumes, lovely. Where it fell down for me is that this is a play about suspense, and I didn't feel any of that. And I particularly felt that the first act, the first 40 minutes of the 1 hour first act, felt like set up in a degree to which the setup probably wasn't needed because we knew where it was going.
You feel this frustration in that first 40 minutes of, we both know the husband is guilty of sin.
Yeah. Everybody knows that the husband...
I'll say, the people that I was speaking to afterwards, some of them did not know the husband was guilty of sin.
Who were those idiots?
But I agree with you. It felt like to me it is so clearly the husband.
Spoiler,
look.
Not really spoiler.
Not really. If you haven't picked up at Zarsman with the first 5 minutes, I don't know what to tell you.
So the setup is there's a man, a wife, a couple of servants, and things in the house keep getting moved, and the wife suddenly believes that, is led to believe that she is going slightly mad and moving things when in fact she's being set up. That's...
Yes.
The gaslighting.
And I think there are some plot reveals.
There are some plot reveals.
But I think it comes down to plot versus story.
Mm-hmm.
There is no story suspense.
No.
There is plot suspense, and I think that it just feels even if it's a brand new adaptation, feels dated already.
Mm. I mean, the thing about it is that, as I understand from looking for tickets and from social media and stuff, this has sold extraordinarily well. This is going to be a big crowd pleaser. And I don't think we can blame Queensland Theatre for wanting to get bums on seats, for doing a classic, for doing something that's going to appeal to the matinee crowd.
But it's not also... It's a classic, but it's not overdone. It's not like... Oh, do we have to sit through Romeo and Juliet again or whatever.
Whatever it is. It is a dead set crowd pleaser. It feels very much in the tradition of Mousetrap. It's a suspense. You could actually drop that set, which is beautiful, by the way, straight into Mousetrap and we would be happy.
Set and costumes by Renee Mulder.
Yeah.
Lighting by Paul Jackson. Original music and sound design by Paul Shalia.
And the music was incredibly beautiful and suspenseful. And I thought the lighting, not only the gas lights themselves, but the light coming through the window, etc., was
and
really
lovely. And it
was lovely.
Spectacularly done. And the performances by Geraldine Hakewill as our kind of...
Heroine.
Heroine. Toby Schmitz as our husband. Kate Fitzpatrick and Courtney Calavaro, or Matilda nominee Courtney Calavaro, mm-hmm. as our two servants.
I mean, Courtney was lovely. She was the most bogan of upper-class servants that I've ever seen.
And she's fascinating to watch.
Yeah, and the thing was that the way she performed it, there was always this level of doubt of what is this creature doing in this posh mansion. So there was a little bit of suspense with that performance.
And I think it just is understanding what gaslighting means. It's a double-edged sword thing for me of I inherently know what gaslighting is, the history of that term. The term gaslight, as we understand it, dates back to the original production of this play.
Yeah, and...
It could have easily been that term be candlelighting if it had come out 30 years earlier.
Yeah.
What... Oh, you're candlelighting me. Stop candlelighting me.
I would love someone at some point, instead of setting it in a stately mansion, to set it in, like, the Big Brother house or the Maths hotel, house or whatever, because... These people in strange relationships that are always kind of undermining and questioning each other's reality
and
relationships.
And we do have to have a conversation about what gaslighting is and looks like. There is a conversation and room for a piece about gaslighting.
Oh, look, I absolutely agree, because there are people right now who have romantic partners who are using coercive control and gaslighting, etc., to undermine and to challenge the security of their partners. So it is still very much a current issue. My problem is that by setting it basically 100 years ago, you're not challenging our perceptions of that. It's pretty much status quo, I felt.
And look, I agree with you to a point. I guess my thing is I don't think it's inherently bad to use the past to comment on the present.
As long as people can see through
you are commenting on the present.
Yeah.
And I think my concern and that double-edged nature of it for me is that I just am not sure that the commentary on today was as strong as it could have been.
No, which is why I think that an adaptation, bringing it to even to the 1950s or 60s or today, would have spoken more to today's people. But the crowds obviously love it. It's a sold-out season.
And I guess I don't think it's the time period. I think it's some of the choices.
Maybe. But I did think the direction, the acting, all of
those
things
were strong. I think it's
a
scripting issue. Yep. I think it is fundamentally a scripting issue. Rating.
I think overall... Credit plus, distinction minus, that kind of area?
I will give it... If you give it a credit, I'll give it a distinction.
Okay.
And we'll split the difference.
Okay, let's do it.
Because I don't...
Are we going to have a moderation meeting after this?
I think we might have to have a moderation meeting.
No, I've left university now. I don't do moderation meetings. But yeah, look, really solid, really enjoyable, but I would have liked a few more boundaries to be pushed on this one.
And I think Queensland Theatre could have space and room for plays like this.
Yeah, of course they do. And the fact that it is clearly a big crowd pleaser says there is a huge appetite for it. And there will be plays later in the season that will challenge younger, more experimental audiences more. This is very much one for the traditionalists, and I think that's okay.
And I think it's...
I thought we'd finished.
Yeah, okay. Let's...
I thought we'd done the ratings and now we were rounding up.
Okay.
Starting again. So that's it for now. Good night.
Good night.
See ya.
Bye.